Hello and welcome back to Dial H for HeroClix. I'm your host, Calder Ness. This episode, we have a very special guest all the way from the Alpha Strike. We have Azale, as well as talking about some really cool IPF tournaments that are going to be happening this week and throughout April. This is episode 511. Howdy, howdy. Let's get rowdy.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional
HeroClix
help.
I have the high ground.
Oh yeah, you may have the high ground.
It's over, Simeon.
Yeah.
Instant deadpan humor.
Over six people think I am funny.
I'm your Captain America.
That was just you in a costume.
You absolute fool.
Simeon will be able to edit that out.
That's cool because it's expensive.
I'm going to make HeroClix like that for everyone.
Are you kidding?
Wow, wow, wow.
Dial H for HeroClix is brought to you by CoolStuffInc.com, where you can find cool stuff in stock every day, including all the latest HeroClix singles and sealed products. Make sure you check them out at CoolStuffInc.com. You can use code DIAL5, D-I-A-L-5, for 5% off your CoolStuffInc order. And if you want to buy clicks straight from the source, try to wait and get your hands on a little George Washington zombie. Not right now, but maybe in the future here soon. You can go to shop.wizkids.com and use code DIALH10 for 10% off your order. Not available pre-orders and certain promos. Joining me like always in the studio is Simeon. What's going on?
Oh, you know. Just
I don't. I actually have no idea, Simeon. I don't know. That's why I asked.
Oh. I thought that was just a courtesy thing.
No.
You know what? it is... Tuesday, and that's all. I don't know.
I'll take it. No, I'll take it. It really is just a courtesy thing, but we're being a little silly right now. And not usually joining us in the studio, but behind the scenes, he's always there. It's Ian Eggleston. What's going on, Ian?
Man behind the curtain, some would say.
Oh, geez. Yeah, some people would say that, I guess.
Some people would say that Batman is the coolest thing on our shelves as well. Some people would say that.
Mm.
Some people said that last night, even.
Some wrong people said that.
Things are good. Things are good. Happy to be here as always.
And we have a stacked episode this week. Like I said, guys, we have a special guest. We have Azale Campos from the Alpha Strike channel. What's going on, Azale?
Hey, good afternoon, y'all. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I'm quite excited. We have a very busy week this for you guys, and then later this month for myself. So excited to be here and excited to be working with you guys.
I think I just want to jump right into the interview, let everybody kind of get to know you here really quickly here, Azale, before we continue on the rest of the show. So when did you start playing HeroClix, and how did you get started, my man?
Yeah, so this is I'm new. I'm fairly new to the game. I was introduced to HeroClix late 2022, around October, November, from an OG player from El Paso. Shout out to Frankie. Funny enough, we were out having some beers, and I've always kind of been a nerdy guy. I've always been kind of a collector as well, so you know, from Pokemon to soccer jerseys to comic books, like it's easy for me to get into collecting things. Like, oh, I need to have, you know, the whole set or the whole collection. So whenever he told me about HeroClix over some beers, which is honestly not the best place to talk about HeroClix over some beers, like it's a very complex game. It's like you're like, okay, that sounds cool, man, but another time. When he told me about it, I was like, yeah, man, I'll give you a shot. You know, we'll go to a comic book store or game shop and buy a couple boosters and we'll see what's up. So we did exactly that. We played a couple games and I was like, you know, this is quite interesting. You know, everybody says like complex chess, which it basically is. But the fact that you're able to kind of play with the figures you like, play in a style that you like, theme teams and make it kind of personalize in any way you can. I like that factor of the game. So I was basically hooked from the start. I started playing with one of my friends that you guys met, Diego. We were both pretty pretty intrigued by the game. So we hopped on right in as fast as possible. So we didn't start playing until Sealed of Batman Team Up. That was one of our first events that we actually attended after finding a couple shops here in San Antonio that that hosted HeroClix. So we started with Batman Team Up. Obviously, we got wrecked for a good solid 2 months as we learned all the rules and stuff. And then Spider-Man came out and the rules changed again. So We're fairly new. I'm fairly new to the game, and yeah, this I don't know if you want to call it a HeroClix career, but it's changing fast for me. So I'm excited to be here.
Right on. That is crazy cool to me. I love that people are still constantly being new to HeroClix and like getting into the game and everything.
Yeah,
man. Especially since Batman Team Up came out yesterday. Yeah.
Like Diego and Azael and then Aaron Morgan, they got second in Team Sealed at Florida. And Diego also was like just shy of like top eight for the modern as well, I believe. So you guys are ranking up quick from what I understand.
Absolutely. We had a lot of good mentors here in San Antonio, actually. So a lot of thanks to them. We were also inducted into Earthbound and Down quite early. So those are some heavy hitters in the HeroClix realm. So thanks to them as well for taking us under their wing and showing us the ropes the hard way. But
the only way it goes.
Yeah, but yeah. It's dirty out there, the dirty meta, but the best way to learn.
Geez, do you have a favorite figure right now that you like playing Azael? Is it either a favorite character or just like a mechanic that you really enjoy?
Oof. So sadly, I feel that sets are the best when they're first released. What do you guys think? Is this controversial?
No, I think the hype for them, yeah, like
for the most part, yeah,
like leading up to it, yeah, sure.
Right. So I would say I'm a big Doom guy. I'm a big Doom guy. So sadly, obviously, I joined quite late into.
You just missed the window, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Doom Swap was really cool learning about it, but sadly it was maybe like 2 years old by the time I really got the hang of it, so it wasn't as effective as it. I mean, you guys tell me, was it effective at all when it came out?
Oh yeah. Oh man, right away when it came out too. Oh baby,
I think it would still be really good if it wasn't for Masters of Evil just outpacing it with
number
of figures and how versatile it can be.
There's some corner cases where I think that Doom Swap is still utilizable in Silver.
Yeah.
I think limiting actions with six arm Doom is still very good. Yeah. And his dial isn't like the worst thing ever. Nope. But as far as like the versatility that it offers, I mean, Time Platform Doom just won Silver at Brad's event in March.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, they're still good enough. Do their stats not necessarily reflect the game today? Eh, probably not, but there's a few cool utility tricks that they do that I think they're still they can still hang.
Agreed. So to answer your question, I think the Doom Swap mechanic when I first learned about it was a little bit before obviously Masters of Evil and Avengers 60th. I really liked that because you know it was almost like a Swiss Army knife. Like, what do you feel like it was going to benefit you the most against your opponent this game? So having that in the beginning was really cool. Obviously, the Annihilating Conquer with a whole theme team keyword cheating was great against the Apocalypses and Genesis grand prizes. But then, as you mentioned, Calder, the MOEs came out, and that mechanic is just way better because it's an actual Swiss Army knife mid-game. You can switch into whatever you want, whereas the Doom Swap was all at the beginning of the game. So you kind of had to kind of predict what's going to help you the most that game. So Doom Swap was great. A little bit late into God Emperor Doom, also quite expensive for the time when I joined the game. Maybe at the time when it came out, it was solid. But yeah, sadly, now it's just a really cool looking figure.
It's kind of crazy to look back at Doom Swap and go, man, that was balanced compared to, like Masters of Evil.
But when also, like, the meta out at the time was all over the place, so
yeah
I mean, man, that was an era where like what JLU Batman Prime wasn't even being played in every game, and he could just cross map everything, but he couldn't stop Thanos, so it's like, well, he's not that great. So yeah, it was an interesting time for sure.
And one more question here, Azael. I want you to just kind of lay out the story and how you got associated with Alpha Strike, when you kind of picked up the reins on that YouTube channel. Like I kind of mentioned before, Dial H is a legacy channel. There were people before us, you know, and so I want to kind of curious, you're going through relatively the same thing where somebody else started your channel and then now that kind of died for a bit and then you kind of brought it back to life here. So what's that been like? How'd you get started doing all that?
Absolutely. So in November of last year, in Austin, about an hour away from where I live. There was a Winamap, ROC Winamap. I'm sorry, Winabrick. It was Winabrick, and it was a silver event. 400. It's basically what silver is now, but it was kind of like they were just testing it to see if it was, you know, a good format to make the new silver official. So, I before going to the event, I contacted the judge, Brandon Shastin, and I was like, and I didn't know about the Alpha Strike. I didn't know that it was a thing at all. So, I contacted him like, hey man, I'm gonna go, you know, play at this event. You know, I hope I win, of course, but I don't think I will. So is it okay if I just bring some equipment and I record the final match and I just upload it to, you know, me either make a YouTube channel or to a YouTube channel that I previously had that has nothing to do with HeroClix. And he was like, yeah, hey man, actually, I actually have the credentials to an old YouTube channel called the Alpha Strike. Those guys don't make YouTube videos anymore. They kind of stopped making videos for about 6 years now. So if you want to just upload the video there, I'd be cool with that. I was like, oh, that sounds perfect. So I looked into the channel, had like maybe 1,200 subscribers at the time. And I went ahead and recorded the final. It was Kenny Minks versus James Tilton. Tilton took that game, and I uploaded the video. And then I was like, well, I kind of enjoyed that, actually. I kind of enjoyed recording and editing and putting videos up. So I contacted Brandon again. He's like, hey, man, is it okay if I just kind of continue uploading videos? Because I'm sure you guys can relate. Like, there isn't too much HeroClix gameplay. There's like some sealed events that happen here and there. But as far as like consistent, like here's a metagame, just, you know, locals playing each other, or here's like a, you know, some newbies playing. There wasn't much to that effect. So I'm like, I wouldn't mind just, you know, taking my recording gear every weekend to our local events and just recording a match, maybe the top table, and then uploading it a couple days later. And he had no problem with it because, well, you know, the channel wasn't being used over 6 years. So that's kind of how I kind of adopted it. And then it started kind of picking up after that because I was getting more equipment. I was getting a lot of comments, a lot of locals like, hey, man, you're doing a great job with the channel. I like the edits you're doing, although it's very much raw gameplay. I'm not doing any like borders or kind of information throughout the game. It's just kind of the audio, making sure it's good and yada, yada, yada. So throughout the last couple months, I've only been on the Alpha Strike since November, so it's only been about 6 months. I'm like, I think I'm going to kind of take it from here. I'm going to call like a cowl. Like, it's just me wearing the cowl right now. It's not my channel. I want to make that clear. It's not my channel at all. No one really owns the channel per se. But I'm kind of behind the wheel right now. I recorded, in Florida with you guys, I recorded a couple of the 300 modern games, and then the IPF tournament in Richardson, Texas with Brad. I uploaded the final and a semifinal. So yeah, I'm getting contacted by you guys, and then you guys like, hey man, like I like what you're doing with the Alpha Strike, and that meant a lot coming from you guys. So I appreciate that. And then we'll get a little bit into it later, but you guys entrusted me to host the third IPF tournament. So that's kind of in a nutshell how I got to here.
Awesome. I love that as a new player HeroClix story, just hitting on all these crazy moments so early on in your, like you kind of said, HeroClix career. That's just really cool. And I just love hearing like fascinating stuff like that, especially since it's kind of similar, I won't lie, a very much streamlined timeline than what Dial H/All of Us have done. It definitely in our tens of years or whatever, you know, so it's crazy cool to hear someone doing it so fast. It's awesome. But
speed right run. On.
Yeah, speedrun. Any percent. any HeroClix content creator, any percent speedrun?
Yeah.
Florida was interesting because, like, I was previously familiar with the Alpha Strike, and I actually have a small crazy story about that. When I was at Origins in, like, 2015, like, a while ago. Like World's Finest was the new set that we were playing with. So whatever year that was. I hit my limit on eBay because I was listing the, you know, the chases and con exclusives we were pulling to like pay for the trip at the time. And it was like, yeah, you can't list anymore. Like, hit your limit. So I called eBay and I was like, hey, I need to like expand my limit. And the guy on the phone's like, oh, do you mind if I ask like what you're selling? I was like, oh, it's this board game called HeroClix. He's like, no way. He's like, I play HeroClix. I actually have a YouTube channel. It's the Alpha Strike. I was like, the Alpha Strike? Really? I was like, I watch you guys.
Oh.
It was the wildest thing ever. So then to meet you guys in Florida and be like, yeah, we do the Alpha Strike. I was like, you do not look like the Alpha Strike guys. That was really, really funny. And I was like, okay, well, something had to happen here. And yeah, you just explained that. But
yeah,
it is cool to see really the torch passed.
Yeah, no, I remember meeting, so Calder, I didn't officially meet in Huntington's last year. He was there, I was there as well, but I wasn't associated with the Alpha Strike, so I was just kind of like a new player, and it's like, oh man, that's Calder from Dial Age. Should I say hi? I was like, nah, I'm gonna just wait. And then in Florida, now that, you know, I had the Alpha Strike, I ran into you, Ian, and Calder right in the entrance when I was signing up for the events. And then that's when I told you guys, you were like, oh, wait, is this guy lying? Like, you kind of gave me like a look like, no, there's no way this guy's telling the truth. And I was like, yeah, it's me. And then you guys interviewed Diego and I. And then a little bit after, I went inside the room and I introduced myself to Simeon. And he was also like, I was like, I don't know, is this guy telling the truth or not? But I was like, yeah, I want to introduce myself to you guys because we're relatively around the same age, I imagine. So I think it's cool that we're bringing some content to HeroClix and you know, helping introduce new players to the game, old players, and stuff. So I think what you guys are doing great. It's great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Florida was a good time, and I ended up buying your deceased Superman as well.
Yes.
Not quite rounding out the set yet. I still need Wonder Woman, but that was a nice addition as well.
That's who I can blame for why we have a Superman in this house. Okay. I was curious. Feng shui is off.
Hey, at least he's dead. Like,
that is true. At least he is dead. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we kind of alluded to it. Oh, go ahead.
One last question here. Azale, I disrespected you earlier by saying if you win Worlds, so I'll phrase it correctly on the show. When you win Worlds, what figure are you going to design?
Yes, so when I win Worlds, probably, to be clear, once I get kicked out of the Alpha Strike, probably that's when I'll start playing again. Right now I'm just doing content. When I win Worlds, I was thinking about this earlier. I'm like, okay, I want to make sure I don't pick a figure that's been made before, because I came in late to the game, and believe it or not, there's a lot of figures that have been made, a lot of variations of figures. So I actually read this comic shortly after it was published, The Death of the Family, back in 2019, and that Joker that got his face surgically removed, and then I believe it was stapled or stitched back on.
Stapled on his face, yeah.
Yes, it's a crazy-looking Joker. I like the villains when they kind of go off the top a little bit, when they go on the deep end, and they go a little too crazy. That's a version of the Joker I want to see in HeroClix. Yeah, 100% that one. 100% that one. I don't know if it's too vulgar for WizKids or not, but I don't know if that's a thing or not. But yeah, that one.
I mean, they just did the deceased chases. Those guys are like covered in blood. Who's to say somebody can't be missing a face?
Yeah.
100% or just, that one. Weirdly stretched face.
All right.
100% that one. Well, I look forward to opening that in my boosters 2 years from now and then just being absolutely horrified. Fantastic. Okay, well, yeah, great interview. Again, great story. I love the career. I love the timeline here so far. It's been, like, really cool, and I can't wait to see more of it, especially, like, coming up. You're going to do coverage at HeroClix for Huntington's. I was announced the other day, so that's super cool. Are you excited to be doing something like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. A very, very big jump to what I was expecting to be doing, 6-7 months into, you know, running the channel. But I have a pretty good relationship with Aaron, and he has one with Howard, and they just kind of told me, like, hey, you know what? I like what you guys are doing with the Alpha Strike. How about doing the coverage for Huntington's, the Rock Cup? I was like, hey, you know what? Let's do it. They have a nice little space in the back where I can set up a live stream, and I'll be doing some individual gameplay and interviews, and making sure that for those that aren't able to attend, that they're keeping up with what's going on in Alabama. So I'm very excited. It's quite surreal, to be honest with you, but yeah, I'm very excited. I can't wait to meet all the players that go and make a memorable weekend out of that.
Right on. All right, guys, let's just kind of jump into the show. We want to talk about a couple of the IPF tournaments that are going to be coming up soon. Simeon or Ian, do you guys want to just talk about what the IPF is and how people can enter to be a part of the IPF and all that for some first listeners?
Of course, we can get right into it. So this is year two of the IPF. Things have been going really well. We had a huge, huge success in Florida to kick off the year. We raised a bunch of money selling some Kongs and then some next phase stuff before that had been released. We also had a big success in Brad's event, which was in Richardson, Texas. That was March 16th. That one raised $1,150, which is just awesome. And it led to some interesting, I think controversy is a good word for it, with us giving away the only Kevin at the time. That led to a lot of messages, but hey, that's a really fun prize. I'm glad that it went to somebody who is hopefully enjoying it. And yeah, so we have two more events this year planned, and that is actually this weekend, April 6th, which is a Pulp event in Omaha. We've got a ton of prizing that we'll go over later, and then a Zales event, which we'll get into later as well, which is April 28th. But the IPF as a whole, the whole point of this is to raise money for people who are outside of the U.S. to come to the World Tournament in Memphis. So we will be using all the money that we raised to pay for plane tickets to get over to the U.S. to come and play in Worlds. It's as simple as that. You can enter the contest. If you are curious about the exact details of that, please check out the International Player Foundation that is on Facebook. The pinned post will give you all the details on how to enter. But in short, it is just a 2 to 4 minute video submission where you answer about 5 questions. And if you aren't comfortable with doing a video, you can do a written submission as well. The hang up there, though, is that we will be having the community vote on this. The submissions close April 21st as well, so you have about 3 weeks from recording this. And we will have the community vote on who we want to send over there. Previous winners are allowed to enter as well, so like Edison sent in another submission. I think right now, if you guys are curious about how many submissions we have, I believe we have 5, but I have a few other people messaging me saying that they'll be sending in some submissions soon. So the whole point is to get you, a player outside of the United States, to come and compete in Memphis, Tennessee, when Worlds rolls around, and we will hook you up with the Con exclusives, a great time, we'll hang out with you. It'll be a ton of fun, like it was last year with Edison and Andrea. WizKids did a lot of nice gestures for them. It was honestly surreal to like walk into the hotel and see Edison just like hanging out in the lobby. It's like, yo, he's actually here. So that is the IPF in a nutshell. But if somebody else wants to talk about more of the details and most importantly, the prizing for Omaha, please go ahead, because I am so excited about this. I'll chime in too.
Oh boy. I am super happy with our prizing that we were able to get. We are, of course, it's going to be the Dragon's Layered, kind of mixed the Dragons. It's like Millard, right, Simeon? Dragons Lair, Millard. Yeah. Is that what that location is called?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it is going to be this weekend, April 6th, here in Omaha, Nebraska. If for some reason you are able to get there, by all means, please come. It's going to be great. It's going to be a 300 modern pulp event. This is going to be the first pulp event with Next Phase legal, so I'm very excited. I think Next Phase adds a lot of fun stuff to pulp, especially Madison, obviously. She's nuts. But our prizing is really cool. So we're going to have Broadsword Constructs for top 16. That's right. You thought those were a Adepticon exclusive? No way, baby. They're going to be at IPF tournament. So we have 16 broadswords for top 16, as well as a participation Starro fight from the old Bago Starro fight that'll be showing up as Bagos. Well. Love the Bagos. I eat a spoonful of Bagos almost every day, actually. So we have 4 retail chase boosters available for prizing and fellowship, 3 unreleased Peacemaker Wings of Eagly Iconics, 2 unreleased Peacemaker Project Butterfly Iconics. I love the Peacemaker Iconics. If you haven't seen those yet, guys, make sure to go to our YouTube channel and see the review that Simeon and I had of us going through the 2 Peacemaker Iconics. They're really cool, and I really enjoy them. As well as we have a couple of Con LEs we're going to be giving out as prizing. So King Arthur, Iceman, Venom God, Rainbow Soups, Thor Gwen, and Joker from last year as well are going to be there, and multiples of a few Next Phase pizza boxes. And probably my favorite thing is we have fellowship prizes that are specifically from Ian, Simeon, and myself. So some random ways to potentially win those, but yes, some really cool fellowship prizes, which is ultimately my favorite prize to give out at a tournament. Obviously, the winner wins. Awesome. Very happy for them. They deserve it. They put in a lot of hard work. But the fellowship prize is really fun. I think that's what makes this game great. It's just like, hey, you're a really nice player, you're a cordial player, whatever it ends up being, you're really fun to play against, or just we really like having you in the tournament scene. I think you deserve a reward for that, no matter how you do in the standings that day. So I love a good fellowship prize. I love that it was handed out at like Adepticon, Heroes for Huntington's last year. I love any time we get to do that stuff. So it'll be an absolute blast. But that's all of our really cool prizing that I'm excited for on April 6th.
Yeah, that's coming up right down the... Probably by the time you hear this, it'll be...
Basically.
Right, yeah, the next weekend.
Now, are you guys participating?
Ooh, no.
No,
we won't be.
We'll be live streaming it, hopefully.
That's right.
So, if not live stream, we'll do, you know, our typical Facebook coverage. Ideally, we do a mix of both, but...
Yeah.
We're just kind of waiting on like specifics for some things on if that is possible. And if it is, we absolutely will. We'll be 100% power and having a good time all day. And yeah, we'll be sure to highlight the fellowship aspects as well.
You'll definitely see like videos of those or popping in and out of the live stream on like handing out fellowship stuff. It'll be fun. We'll talk to the fellows at Dragon's Lair. We'll have everything figured out, and we should have a good idea going into Saturday what we're going to be able to do as far as coverage goes, which is kind of funny because we're like, oh man, we've done like coverage of Worlds, all this stuff, but it's like, oh yeah, our local comic store, what can we do there? What do they have there? It's kind of hilarious.
Another aspect is that this was all possible because of WizKids. They took a good initiative to make this happen, and so very thankful for that. It's really cool to kind of see what started off as an idea on like a car ride home from Worlds a couple years ago turn into, you know, this pretty big project, and hopefully making some differences in some lives where, you know, you get to come to the big dance and experience HeroClix in full force if you're from a place that maybe that doesn't necessarily happen. So just shout out to WizKids for all the prizing they provided for this. I mean, it wouldn't be the same level of event without that. So, yeah, just thank you so much for that.
Well, also, if you guys don't mind me interjecting, I would like to say thank you to you guys for whoever had that idea during that car ride and making this a reality. I think the IPF is a very, very heartwarming idea, a charity. I did a trade not too long ago with someone from Peru, a HeroClix player from Peru, and they're like, hey, you know, I would really like if, you know, there was more coverage of international players playing, because there's a lot of them. I was jumping around Facebook groups that are related to HeroClix. I saw groups from Brazil, a lot of in England, that one in Peru, Mexico is very big as well. So the fact that you guys came up with this and made this a reality, my hats off go to you guys. That's really awesome, fellas.
Thank you, and we're happy to have you be a part of it. The story of kind of getting Alpha Strike involved in this was about as simple as, you know, coming up with the IPF as well, where I just kind of approached Azale and I said, hey, if we gave you some stuff, could you make a tournament happen? Because I think the Texas scene is just, it's excellent. There's a lot of players around the area, and it just seemed like a no-brainer. I mean, Azale was immediately like, oh, you know, he's got an MF Doom shirt on. He's got to be cool. So it was really that simple. And So it started off with some stuff that we had accumulated over, like, you know, the last couple months, where it's like, all right, well, we have this, and, you know, we might have some more. But Azale, if you kind of want to go into the details of your event, which is April 28th in San Antonio, please go ahead.
Yes, of course. So we here in San Antonio will be hosting the third event for the IPF this year. It will also be held at a Dragon's Lair. Except it's not the same one. I don't even know if they're related or not, but it's Dragon's Lair Alamo Ranch. That's the shopping center it's in. As mentioned, it will be on the 28th of this month of April. It falls on a Sunday from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. We'll be running through this event. So the format is 400 silver, the new ROC WizKids format. The reason we chose this one was because it is a week before the Huntington's event. So for anybody looking for some practice before that event, this is the place to do it, with a lot of prizing as well. Just a couple things for prizing. We have trophies for first, second, and third, 16 broadsword constructs, 3 pizza boxes, one of each. Plenty of starter fights as well, for some cereal if you're craving that. A King Arthur LE Rainbow Soups Joker and Thor Gwen. 2 retail chase boosters. At least 1 Peacemaker Wings of Eagly Iconics. And a couple of Royal Flush sets, complete Royal Flush sets. The entry fee is $25 as well. 100% of that goes to the IPF charity. We will also try to live stream the event. At the very least, we will have some gameplay on the Alpha Strike. But look out for more information on the Alpha Strike Facebook, as well as the IPF Facebook, and of course, Dial H Facebook pages. For more info, if you have any questions, reach out to Dial H, reach out to Alpha Strike. We weren't really sure exactly where we wanted to host it at first, because, as you guys may know, Texas is is a pretty big state, so we have a lot of we have a lot of players in San Antonio, Austin, Houston, of course, Dallas, where the first IPF was held. And then I have gotten a couple messages from people in El Paso and Laredo, which is south, west and east, respectively. So at the end of the day, we just decided to do San Antonio because there was already one being hosted in Dallas. So we're like, it kind of makes sense to have it a little bit spread out so we can attract different players from different locations. But of course, if you're outside of Texas, you're of course invited as well. It's not exclusive. I can't wait. This is the first event I host. So I'm hoping all goes well. The prizing, thank you to WizKids. Thank you to Dial H for making that happen. And all proceeds go to the IPF. So that's what we're doing here on the 28th of April.
Good deal. And yeah, I mean, what a good chance to get like a Hall of Armors or the Guardians holiday set. Yes. If you missed out on those.
Yes.
You know, I think they're still available on the WizKids site, but if they're not, boom, here's your chance to win one. And I love displaying the Hall of Armors. I mean, they've been on our shelf. Sick. With Calder's little Tony Stark heart, that he has a heart arc reactor. That's right. It looks super cool. It's out of frame in most videos because it's on like the very top of the shelf, but it pairs really well.
It looks good. But you're right. It is out of the video, sadly.
So yeah, IPF is firing off on all cylinders. It is a lot of fun. We are coming to a close. Ideally, we want to give the players who win plenty of time to plan their trip, as it's quite the, you know, planning to get across the world for some. Like Edison, for example, I think he said he had like 30 hours of travel, and then Andrea was in like 3 different continents to get here. So yeah, they need a little bit of time. So ideally, we're closing up everything for IPF 2024 year 2, probably towards the end of May. That's when we'll probably stop taking donations, is around then. There may be some exceptions there. I'm talking with a few other people on possibly some other events or just different ways to fundraise. And yeah, every single dollar we have will be spent on these players, guys. So 100% of our tournament proceeds as well go to the IPF, everything from Azales, everything. We don't take a dollar of it. We don't take a dime. All we do is use our time.
Right on. So remember, if you're an international player or you know any international players, make sure to send them the IPF's way. Have them send in that video submission to figure out if they can potentially win a trip to Worlds. Be pretty dang cool. Get your travel covered.
Their chances are really high this year. They were really high last year as well because we had one submission last year. But they're really high this year because we had some cash rolled over from last year. And we are already off to an insane start. So,
yeah, we can send a good chunk of people this year, guys. So if you have any interest, I heard there was some interest in Mexico buzzing quite a bit last year. Apparently, a few people did not hear about it, but if they had, they would have entered. So if you are one of those people, make sure you get a submission in. We would love to send you to Memphis and just make Worlds a more world-esque event, you know, get some representation. So yeah, do not hesitate. It's a very realistic thing to win this. All you have to do is kind of step out of your shell, maybe put a video on Facebook and show the community that you have what it takes to compete on the big stage.
All right, you guys want to play some Bad Sam? Okay. All right.
It's been so long. I almost don't remember.
It's been a very long time. We usually like to do this when we have guests on, but it's been, let me check, forever since we've done this. So I'll say it for the listener. We play it in our Discord server quite a bit. Shout out Patreon Discord. I won't plug it right now, but shout out Patreon Discord. But anyways, Bad Sam is a HeroClix guessing game where I've chosen four HeroClix figures, three from Modern Age, one from Golden Age, and you will get one clue each round. We'll take three rounds per figure, and you'll learn one thing about the figure. You've got to try to guess which figure it is, and then if you get it wrong, I'll get a point. If you do get it right, you will get 3 points for getting it correctly in round one, 2 points for getting it right in round two, and 1 point for getting it right in round three. So we'll play best of three, and if we need a tiebreaker, just in case each of you all get one, then we'll have a tiebreaker. If not, we're going to go ahead and run up and do some Bad Sam.
I'm real sorry about what you know. Maybe I'll keep my eye out for another one.
I don't want no pity. Just treat me equal and know nobody's taking nothing from me ever again.
All right, so if somebody wants to pull up a random number generator 1 through 20, we'll go ahead and do the first clue here in Bad Sam. Just to run through some of the clues, though, for a lot of people at home may not know them. Number 1 is significant appearance. 2 is point value, set, number of clicks, rarity and set number. Name keyword, generic keyword, HC Realms comment, one of my personal favorites. Top dial stats, name of a special power, name of a trait, any standard combat symbols or special combat symbols slash team ability. And then 13, 14, 15, 16 are all opening movement, opening attack, opening defense, opening damage power. 17 through 19 are all free plays. And 20 is two clues at random. All Everything right. makes sense. If not, that's the list. So you can keep me true to it as I read it off my phone.
Boom, bam. First number is 18.
18 is going to be a free play, so I just kind of read the list. If you need a reminder, let me know, but go ahead and choose a free play here.
We want to do.
I'm always down with taking set.
Oh, okay. We'll narrow it first.
HC Realms comment.
Just right off the bat, we'll go with HC that. Realms comment.
Yeah.
We're going to go
we'll
that.
Take HC Realms comment.
Okay. This character only has one comment. It's from Admiral B. Vehicle support to the highest order. Must play if you're using a vehicle heavy hitter. Also, I want to assign him to Scott Porter just for laughs. Although Scott makes an interesting pilot for any of the new vehicles.
Oh, this is easy. It's Frenchie. It's
got to be Frenchie.
Yeah. That was like the only, somehow you chose the only one that would actually like give it away right away. Because otherwise, you're like, stealth, energy explosion? I don't, sure, whatever. Maybe him being 25 points. His trait, do any of you know what Frenchie's trait is called?
Anybody?
Riding shotgun? I don't know.
It's called Ride Like the Wind. Like, I know they're going to song names and stuff, but like that, oh man, somehow. All right, Ian gets 3 points. We'll move on to figure number two. It really took the wind out of my sails.
Ooh,
gets one.
Lots of excuses
like that.
For a big L for Calder.
All right.
K-A-L-D-E-R.
Let's roll. Let's roll it again.
We're rolling. Figure
number two. Ian's up 3 points.
Ding, 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 ding.
One.
One is significant appearance, which I have to go to the dark side, which is Click's Nexus to pull significant appearance. Should have had it pulled up. That's on me. This character's significant appearance is Adventures of Superman 500,
1993. I'm going to say Steel, even though there's only one in modern. It's a bad guess, but...
Superman characters. Super.
That feels like a good guess.
Yeah, I'll go Superboy.
Okay.
Oof, 1993. I'm going to say Bizarro.
All very good guesses, and sadly, I have to say that Simeon did get it correctly. It actually is Steel, and I am livid right now. I really thought these were good choices, and I am. It's not.
I was just like, what Superman character would have come out in the 90s?
He does seem like a very 90s character.
Turns out it's Steel.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are crazy at this. This is
this never happened.
No, this is, that's the first time I've ever gotten one on the first guess.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Azale. The pressure's kind of on you for this last one.
No, Jesus.
All right. Oh, Calder's pushing the pressure off himself. K A L.
Okay. Slow. Hey.
Okay.
All right. Well, third figure in the main set. We're gonna have to use the Golden Age figure. I hope.
This is rigged.
Yeah. Well, this isn't Golden Age. This one's not Golden Age. This one's still modern. So.
Okay.
You should have some clue of who it is, although you have started. There are a few sets in modern that are older than I think you're beginning in modern, maybe. Anyways, I don't want to say too much. I might give it away.
The first number for this one is 3.
The set is Avengers Forever. That is the clue number 3.
I'll take Vision.
Okay.
I'm going to say Infamous Iron Man. I think that was his set, right?
That was Empire.
Was that Empire? Jeez. Hydra Agent.
Okay.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite characters from that set, Sentry, the Superman, not the Prime.
Okay. Those are all very good. And I'm not even pulling anybody's leg this time. Those are actually all wrong, sadly. So... I say that, but I'm like, yes, finally. I almost got through a round. So we'll go ahead and we'll go clue number 2.
Who?
Is clue number 2 number 2?
It is.
The point value. So all the things, when I say like opening power or opening point value or blah, 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 that's all based off top click. So I'm not going to tell you any of the other point values this figure may or may not have, but this character's opening point value is 100 points.
Ooh.
Is it Arachnite?
I'm going to go with Kang.
Is it?
The Conqueror.
Ooh.
Yeah, one for Kang the Conqueror.
Man.
There's no way you would pick Arachnite, though. There's no way.
Is it
Green Widow? That's what I'm guessing. Green Widow.
Green Widow. Okay. One for Kang the Conqueror, one for Green Widow.
I'm trying to remember what from that set would have even been 100 points.
I'm not even sure if that figure is 100 points, but I'm guessing.
I'm having a hard time remembering that set as a whole, to be honest. Avengers Forever was right after X of Swords.
Correct.
Okay, that was the... So we had the general dudes. I'll go with... Red Skull wasn't that... He wasn't that expensive.
We can help each other out, right?
You can kind of help each other out, but you don't get points for giving anybody any clues. But
that one had...
There's no point in helping.
That one had Sentry. I'll go with Sentry.
So you're going to go with the Prime then, specifically, because Azale went with the non-Prime.
Oh, no. Never mind.
Okay.
I'll go. I know it's not Red Skull. He's too low points. I'm trying to remember who else was even... there was the Mindless one, so Dormammu was in it. I'll go with Dormammu.
Mm. So we have Kang the Conqueror, Dormammu, and Green Widow... I can thankfully say, for my sake, that it is none of those. And we get to go to round 3 on this figure, and I might actually get on the board this episode.
Next clue is 15.
15. 15 solid. 15 is going to be opening defense power. So it's a special power. So I'm not going to read you the flavor text name since that's a separate clue, but I'll read you the powers and the text that's in the special defense power. It gives his character energy shield deflection, super senses, and invulnerability. That's it.
Ooh.
ESD, invuln, super senses.
Surely the prime sentry started with like invincible or something like that, surely.
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
I'm really drawing a blank on like just 100-point characters.
I'm trying to think of...
Was Baron Mordo, was he 100 points?
Ooh. I don't know. Everything's like so low like pointed nowadays. He had nowadays. A
special defense that was...
I know Soldier Supreme was like 125 on top, and then Ghost Panther I think was pretty pricey as well. I'm just thinking chases.
What was Blue Marble's top dial? Was he 100 points?
I think he was 150. He was expensive.
Really? Okay.
I think so. Because he was like hypersonic top dial.
I'll go with the Doctor Strange that people play in Pulp from that set. He can bring, I don't remember what he does, but he brings in Wong. He makes sense for ESD. Not really invuln, though.
Was he 100 points?
I don't even remember what he does. I just know he can bring in Wong, so he's got to be somewhat okay.
It's a good guess, because the ESD senses an invuln.
Was Soldier's... No. Soldier Supreme's defense was like the... No, that's not... I think he was like 125, too. Dude, I don't know. I don't... Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you, Sibian. I don't remember this set, like... I'm going to go with Baron Mordo, maybe.
Okay, one for the Brothers Mystic, the Doctor Strange, Baron Mordo guesses, okay.
Yeah, I'll just stick to Prime Sentry. I know I just said it should be invincible, but it might, that almost sounds pretty good too. I'm not sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be finally on the board, not Azale, but me, Calder Ness. that is none of them. It is none of them. Matt Reed. Crying himself to sleep right now that you guys didn't. I'm just kidding. It's not Little Monster either. This is Wonder Man. 027 Wonder Man.
Wonder. Oh, Simon.
Simon. Yeah, old Simon Williams.
I didn't even realize.
The purple one, right?
I completely forgot he had been clixed. Yeah, what is he? Psionic energy? Some sort of
ionic energy. Ionic energy. Yeah, or ionic form.
Iconic
is the
energy?
Name. Iconic. Ooh. Or so if you're
that one was like the purple one, no?
That's purple one, yeah.
And he was like brought in from when the human one was KO'd or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, that was so he was the human one had a trait that would let you bring him in when he was KO'd. It was like a kind of like a special living legend where he doesn't come back, but you bring this guy back, and I think you roll and heal him, something fun like that.
Oh yeah, that's. It's funny because not even the human one was a common, and then the ionic one was a uncommon. So it wasn't even like back to back figures.
So tiebreaker, I'll let you guys choose. I have a modern figure that still fits the theme. That's right, psych. You thought there wasn't a theme? Nah, there is one. And I have a Golden Age figure that fits the theme. Golden Age feels a little unfair to our guest, but. You know, it's also kind of up to you guys. I can think I have a modern age figure quick that will work with the theme I am going for. Yeah, I think that figure would work. You want to do we'll just do a modern tiebreaker here. So this is kind of between Simeon, Ian, and myself. If Azale, if you do get this, we'll do a little participation trophy. Everybody wins kind of deal, maybe. But we'll go ahead and see. But first clue on the fourth figure, potentially final figure of this week's Bad Sam.
All right. The number is, it's one.
Fantastic. Back to Nexus we go to figure out this character's special first appearance. Significant appearance of this character is DC Comics Heroclix Justice League Unlimited.
Oh,
so it's a legacy figure from JLU.
Okay. Perhaps.
I'll go with Ace.
One for Ace. I think there are at least three figures for you to guess. This is a modern figure.
Oh, I'm going to go with Phantasm. That's not JLU. That's a bad guess. Actually, I'm going to take that back. that's not JLU.
Did they legacy Crimson whatever his name is.
A modern JLU character, huh?
There are definitely at least three modern JLU characters for you to guess.
Is it the question?
We have one for Ace. We have one for the question.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I think it was that Batman 01 from BTU, legacy figure.
So I'm inclined to, because it's, there are definitely straight up only three people you can kind of guess for this clue. I feel bad saying it's not Batman 01, but he definitely did come out in the Batman set, not the JLU set.
Oh, it's Batman Beyond.
Is that you potentially helping Azale to tell him to guess Batman Beyond?
Let me guess, yeah. Batman Beyond.
Okay, there we go. We can edit that. So it's,
I'm going to guess Batman
Seamless.
Beyond.
All of that to get at least three valid guesses, but no, Simeon is right. It is actually Ace.
Oh. I thought for sure it was Batman Beyond.
Reverse stunt? The extending an olive branch just to break it in half?
Yeah.
Wow.
I at least wanted to have at least be three valid guesses. Come on, the spirit of the game, you know.
Oh, I didn't know the bystanders were an option to guess.
Oh, well, actually, they could be. They have their own collector number. Hilarious, Simeon.
Simeon's the only one without an L in his name here.
Oh, but is there a W?
No.
The M upside down, I guess.
Simeon what, Bruce?
The W's silent, yeah. In yeah. Bruce.
W silent. I'm not going to say what the theme was on the air, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you all the figures that were in it. If anybody wants to try to guess the theme, though, I might have a special prize for people that hit me up on Discord or send an email to dialhforherocloaks@gmail.com trying to guess the theme. The first character was Frenchie. The second character was Steel. The third one was Wonder Man. And the last one was Ace. It all seems very random, but it's not, probably. Anyways... That is Bad Samaritan. It's always a blast playing. It's been forever since we played on the show. So it was a really, really, really good time. I want to say that pretty much brings the show to a close. If you guys want to do any shout-outs, any players in your area, Azale, shout out your event one more time, anything else you want to get on before we end the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, a shout-out to you guys. Thank you for having me on. It was an honor. Always willing to get back on. Hopefully we can build the IPF each year more and more as we grow as content creators and as players, and we can attract a lot more players from other countries to come and participate in Worlds each year. Yeah, shout out to Earthbound and Down. Those are my guys. Thank you for inducting me into the group and teaching me. Shout out to the player that got me into HeroClix. That's pretty important. Frankie, shout out to you, man. And I'd like to see a lot of players show up on April 28th in the IPF tournament here in San Antonio, Texas at noon at Dragon's Lair at Alamo Ranch. Thank you, fellas.
Yeah. I think you're going to kill it, man. Even though it's your first tournament, I have no doubt. All faith in you. And if you want to have faith in something, well, you can put your faith in one of our codes. Segway of the Year award.
Is that the best one yet?
No, definitely not.
That was good. That was good.
If you head over to coolstuffinc.com, you can use code DIAL5 to save 5% off all of your HeroClix orders. Works on singles and sealed products. They have the latest singles and sealed products. So check out their next phase stuff. If you want to pick up some of that, use code DIAL5 to make sure you save 5% off when you do so. Or you can go straight to the tap, get that WizKids stuff that hasn't been released. Make sure you pre-order Zombie Washington. We'll talk about him at a later date. Did I delete that? I hope I remembered to, because otherwise...
Oh, God.
But when you go to shop.wizkids.com, you can use code DIALH10 to save 10% off your HeroClix orders. Doesn't work on Iconics, specialty figures, or some promotional products.
And if you spend $50 or more for a limited time, they mm-hmm. will send you a Dino Hatchling as well.
Yeah, and that thing's sweet looking.
It is cool. I may have bought two Kongs.
Oh, jeez.
May.
Well, right on. Thank you guys so much for oh gosh. Just we hear the doorbell ring and it's someone dropping off Kongs as we speak. Oh, there they are.
That happened with your computer. We were doing a live stream and they dropped off.
Oh, that's right. That was hilarious. I forgot about that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening this week to Dial H for Heroclix Podcast. Azale, thank you so much for coming on, my man. Ian, also thank you for coming on. You're not always on, so it's always good having you on when you do come on. Ladies and gentlemen, good night, happy trails, and remember, for all your Heroclix content and more, make sure you Dial H.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional
Heroclix
help. Ooh. We're not going there.
That's how numbers work. Over six people think I am funny.
You're Captain America.
That was just you in a costume.
Well, the rest of this case doesn't matter at all.
I'm from Canada. My bones are metal.
Are you kidding?
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow.
Dial H. And if you're not dialing H, good night.
If H isn't on your speed dial, what are you doing?
And if you ain't dialing H,